you. All right. Thank you all for your patience today. We are opening up our internal affairs meeting, and it will be brief. We don't have a lot on the agenda, but we do have a draft report for us to consider that a lot of time and thought and energy has been put into it. So with that, if you could introduce the item for us, please.
Commissioners, I'm Mark Long with the telecom staff, and with me is Eric Wooten, our new guy. This is his first time in the hot seat, so please welcome him with questions you know he can't answer. We're here with a draft report on competition in the telecommunications markets for 2016. It is due to the governor and the legislature by August 1st. Staff is requesting editorial privileges for updates up until press time.
Thank you. Would you like to give some highlights to the commission?
Sure. The telecom markets seem to be continue to be in a relative state of equilibrium. Number of carriers seem to be exiting and entering the market at about the same rate. The equilibrium can be largely attributed to not a lot of activity in the interconnection agreement arena. The carriers are kind of just maybe in a wait-and-see attitude. Most of the existing agreements that were arbitrated have finished their initial terms, reached their expiration dates, are now in evergreen status, and neither side wants to terminate them and force, you know, new arbitrations until something else happens. You know, the Telecom Act gets rewritten, which there's been some federal musings on, but nothing has been, you know, introduced. There have been some smaller bills introduced in Congress to address some of the issues, but the big issues still haven't been.
Thank you so much for that brief overview. Commissioners, any questions? Commissioner Brizé.
Thank you. So I missed your name, which you would...
Sorry, I didn't remember to have my tag here.
It's okay.
So.
It's first time,
one.
It's okay.
It won't help me escape the questions, but Eric Wooten.
All
yes,
right.
Sir. That's been here almost a year, so I guess I could run, but I couldn't hide.
So do you know what the impact of the discussion surrounding net neutrality and the open internet is to Florida specifically?
Well, it depends on if you're talking about the privacy rights, then when the FCC changed administrations and then voted to, well, actually, I guess it was a congressional a disapproval that got rid of the rules on privacy on net neutrality from the previous FCC administration. So there was an issue about people were concerned about will companies be able to sell your privacy, you know, your browsing history and this kind of thing. But they've recently moved to reinstate some of the previous rules on privacy. But there's the debate about if the FTC should be involved and have more control or the FCC. So, but recently they're going back to the old privacy rules, and we'll see what happens. So
you think that the privacy section or concerns are the only concerns that impact Floridians with respect to net neutrality?
Well, no. I mean, of course, it depends on the issue of if you charge different rates for different speeds, how that'll affect edge providers. And, you know, ultimately, the goal of a lot of the legislation is to ensure that citizens are able to have equal access to some of these telecommunication services. And then obviously if the prices are going to change a lot, then that could impact some of the lower income consumers, which is why we have the Universal Service Fund and some of these programs. So yeah, that would be a big concern for a lot of people. So
now that you're moving to the Universal Service Fund, I'm glad that you transitioned to that.
Oops.
I forgot to mention he's a lot brighter than I am, so it's going to be hard to stump him.
Okay. As you transition to the USF fund, considering that Florida is is a donor state. What are some policy things that could be done to address that?
Well, we actually discussed it a little bit yesterday, and I mean, one of the things maybe we could coordinate better with some of the other agencies in the state to encourage more usage, to make people aware that schools and libraries could apply for more of these funds. We're required to give funds from all of the subscribers in Florida. That money goes to the federal government, so they need to be aware that we should at least try to get some of it back, but we won't get it back if we don't apply for it. So schools and libraries, we could do some of that. High cost in Florida, we don't have so many places that are as high cost, so compared to some other states. Lifeline, I think we do a pretty good job of trying to educate people and let them know that they can be eligible for these programs. But, of course, you saw recently the Government Accountability Office issued a report, and it's kind of started up, so we'll see what happens from that. But we could do a little bit more with coordinating with some other agencies, perhaps.
So, final question. Who represents NARUC on USAC?
On USAC? Let me think.
It's
I should know this.
Question. It's a trick question.
Oh. My one of our favorite commissioners, of course.
Welcome once again.
Eric, excellent job. Excellent job. Very impressed. Commissioner Pullman.
So where'd you go to college?
Well, actually, bachelor's from Mississippi State. I've got a master's in international business from the University of Memphis. I have a master's in economics from Clemson, and I'm actually ABD from in economics at Middle Tennessee State. So people say, just finish your dissertation. I was like, it's not quite so easy, but I love being at the commission so far, and I've got to say the telecom people are great. Everyone I've met, very professional. Even working on the comp report, you know, first thing I see all these footnotes everywhere, but they say, you know, more efficient because you can save time, there's your source, and more accurate because wherever possible use the same source to be consistent. And so, you know, I mean, we've been doing this report for, what, since the Telecom Act probably was thereabouts. So we got the process worked out, and I think we're doing good work at the commission, and I'm happy to be here.
Sure.
I'm sold on you.
So, real question. Back to Commissioner Brousset's point on the USF. I think you used the term, we could do a better job, you know, trying to get more, we're a donor state, trying to get more of the money spent in Florida. But we, I think, as a commission, as an agency, we really can't be an advocate or be out advertising, trying to implement the use of those dollars. So how does Florida do that?
Well,
you know, the schools or the libraries or so forth, they have to go get the money, but if they're not doing that, who helps them?
Well, I think we could make the Department of Education more aware of the situation, and so maybe they could coordinate with the schools better to let them know the process, let them know that this money is potentially available to improve their broadband services.
We have done so in the past. And
don't help him.
I don't know much about the past. I've only been here a year, so.
No, I'm talking about the future.
Yeah.
So, do you have thoughts about engaging others who can engage them?
Well, I'm not sure, you know, where to directly go for the other agencies. Actually, one of my aunts is in the Department of Education, so that'd be a good place for me to
there you
start.
Go. Family ties.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Commissioners, any other questions or comments? If not, can I get a motion to approve the report with giving staff editorial privileges?
So moved.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. The motion passes. And thank you, Mr. Wooten, for joining us. And we welcome you here. All right. Moving on to the General Counsel's report. Mr. Hetrick.
Yes, Madam Chair. I don't have a report, but I would like to recognize one of our attorneys for a great accomplishment, I think. And if I could just have a moment. Last fall, the Florida Public Service Commission's Office of General Counsel, along with the General Counsel offices of other state utility commissions, created a pilot educational seminar for new attorneys at public service commissions all over the nation with attorney and professor Scott Hempling. Liang Tang deserves full credit for orchestrating this program, so I thank her for doing that. Scott Hempling is an attorney, author, and adjunct professor at the Georgetown University Law Center and also a member of the U.S. Department of Energy's Future Electric Utility Regulation Advisory Group. We designed this seminar as an in-depth course to challenge, educate, and build a solid regulatory foundation for new attorneys of state public utility commissions and participating attorneys who volunteered their time. They were all volunteered, committed to gaining a richer foundation and understanding of the substantive law of utility regulation. Other participating commissions, just so you know, were Connecticut, District of Columbia, Louisiana, Maryland, North Dakota, Ohio, Oregon, and Puerto Rico. It was an 11-week program, which included 17 volunteer attorneys from these nine commissions and consisted of weekly online seminars, weekly assignments, in-depth reading assignments, and interactive exploration of legal regulatory principles amongst the participants, including paper writing. Actual class time was 2 hours per session, and there was out-of-course work as well. Course topics included regulatory fundamentals, market structure, pricing, corporate structure, and federal-state jurisdiction with practical application in electric, gas, and water and sewer rate cases. The Florida Public Service Commission's Office of General Counsel provided two attorneys, Wesley Taylor and Bianca Learson, who volunteered to participate in the course. Both attorneys went above and beyond, each carrying their full workload while working after hours preparing and participating in the weekly class. As you all know, we lost Bianca Learson recently to another opportunity, but Mr. Taylor is here with us today, and in recognition of his time and accomplishment, I think the chair would like to present Mr. Taylor with a certificate of completion for his hard work, dedication, and commitment to making himself more informed and a first-class legal resource for our office and this commission.
Thank you so much. What a tremendous honor. And Wesley, we wanted to give you a certificate of completion. You came on board a little over a year, and you've just, you know, dove in so far, and really appreciate all the work you're doing at in the General Counsel's office. And I'll give you this after our IA, but it's just a little certificate. But thank you so much for really taking some leadership on this. And Mr. Hetrick, could you tell everybody where Bianca went?
Bianca Learson went, and I apologize, but normally we inform all the officers. She left rather abruptly, but went to the American Samoa. I'd actually, unfortunately, I guess, or I try to get my attorneys out to learn more at various seminars as much as they can, and so I sent her to Portland for our regulatory attorneys conference that we hosted in Tampa last year, and I sent her with Liang Tang, and she wasn't looking for another opportunity, but there was an attorney who was at that conference up in Portland, Oregon, who approached her and said, we have this new opportunity, and they met and talked about an opportunity in the American Samoas to work in the federal prosecutor's office. It's a territory of the United States government, and so we provide federal prosecutorial services on that little island in the South Pacific, and she'll be performing there. It's a 2-year stint, and then she'll have an opportunity to go to a federal prosecution office anywhere in the United States or Hawaii for that matter. But I think she was underneath, and we were going to send her to a deposition seminar. She likes the litigation component of it, and so I think we lost one other attorney to a public defender's office, John Villafante, earlier when I first came, but she wanted to go prosecute, and this was an opportunity to also have an adventure.
Thanks, Keith. I thought it was really cool. I wanted to share it with all of you, and appreciate that the work that you're doing and letting your attorneys kind of thrive.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to Executive Director's Report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just got two brief items. First, as many of you might have noticed, our latest upgrade to the online case management system went live earlier this month, and hopefully you've all had a chance to acquaint yourself with the very few changes, and I'll just sum them up real quick. There haven't been any changes to the e-filing process. However, all new dockets and documents and order numbers will use 4-digit years instead of 2. That'll be obvious with the drop-down menus if you've seen it. And lastly, historical documents keep their original numbers. However, if you have to search for historical documents, a 4-year digit has to be used. If you need more information or assistance, just contact the clerk's office, and they'll be happy to help if you have any questions. Next, I do have the great personal displeasure to inform you that our own Beth Salick, the Director of Office of Telecommunications, will be leaving us at the end of September. I'll spare the maudlin farewells for a more appropriate time, and I'll stick to the business for the moment. But her impending departure has created for us an opportunity to adapt to the changing circumstances as we have in the past. So after careful consideration with executive staff and conversations with you all as well, we're ready to announce that effective August 1st, the Office of Telecommunications and the Office of Industry Development and Market Oversight are going to merge. This is going to necessitate some physical relocations, and those are going to take place over the next couple of weeks. When all said and done, the new merged office is going to reside in force on the second floor, and the Division of Audit and Performance Analysis is going to move up to the third floor where IDM was. The telephone numbers are going to be the same. Everything else is going to be the same, so no further changes are going to be expected. If there's any questions, contact my office. That's it for today.
Thank you. Commissioner Graham.
Yes, sir.
So there's not going to be any loss of jobs in this. It's just going to be a lot of...
No, sir. It's a seamless just merger. Structurally, the office, what IDM, the name stays. We're not combining. Otherwise, we'd get the longest office name in history. So it'll stay as IDM as we know it. But what it's going to look like is just the telecom section, if you will, for lack of a better term. At this point, it's escaping me, but it'll just be two houses under the same total.
Thank you. Commissioners, any other questions or comments? Thank you, Braulio and Beth. Sure. We will definitely catch up and see each other, and I'm sure we'll have lots of parties for you. You've spent a lot of time here at the commission, and all of us have been impacted by your leadership here. So, I'm going to miss you. But with that, any other matters, commissioners? I do want to note that our next few internal affairs meetings will have a lot of substantive items on there. We're going to have an IA on cybersecurity. We'll have a lot of different other ideas coming up forth. So stay tuned for that. I want to recognize we have 2 employees of the month. This is the first time we've had literally a tie. We have such high participation in our agency on this, and it's just been great. I'd like you to please join me in congratulating Diana Marr and Deborah Betton. They're with the Office of Industry Development and Market Analysis, and Diana, everyone knows, she's been here since December 2008. She serves as a public utility analyst, and a fun fact about Diana is, I didn't know this, but she is on the golf team of Tom Ballinger's, and loves to take time off in the cabin in Georgia and enjoy her time with her family. Also, Deborah, she joined the PSC in September 2009 as an administrative assistant. She's been in the Office of Industry Development and Market Analysis since July 2012, and she loves reading, enjoys spending time with her family, and thank you guys for being a big part of our team here at the Commission. Congratulations. Thank you, ladies. We have a busy month. Commissioners, any other matters to attend to? If not, I know we're starving. All right, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.